This presentation does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security. Hello, and thank you for taking a few minutes to learn about Pudo Inc., an innovative company that is developing North America's largest and only carrier-agnostic parcel pickup, drop-off, and returns counter network, designed specifically for e-commerce. 5 years in development and scaling rapidly to resolve crisis-level last-mile gridlock within the $827 billion e-commerce sector. Pudo is a generic logistics term already entrenched in Europe, but it is also the name of the company. The PUDO acronym stands for Pickup Drop-Off. Pudo Inc. trades on the OTC under the ticker symbol PDPTF and on the CSE under the symbol PDO. With more than 100 years of logistics intelligence and experience, plus proven leadership in all aspects of public company and business development, Pudo Management is uniquely qualified to envision, build, and monetize a disruptive e-commerce technology. Pudo founder and CEO Frank Kocha has more than 40 years' experience building hyper-efficient niche courier systems in Canada and in Europe, with multiple successes in related industries. Frank's familiarity with well-established Pudo-like networks overseas inspired him to apply his hyper-efficient modeling to the domestic omni-channel retail sector through the design and development of Pudo systems here in North America. The asset-light, near-virtual consolidation of thousands of disparate players within the e-commerce ecosystems of Canada and the United States are testament to the management team's ability to deliver a logistics solution that resolves an industry-wide crisis-level problem while saving all stakeholders time and money and earning revenue for the company at every touchpoint. What exactly is the opportunity, and how large a piece of that opportunity could Pudo realistically advantage? The numbers are substantial, and they are growing by double-digit percentages every year. E-commerce is, by virtue of its social and economic impacts, a global megatrend. A megatrend worth $4 trillion U.S. dollars annually, over $1 trillion in North America. Billions of e-commerce parcels navigate the planet efficiently every year until they hit the heavily congested so-called last mile. That final leg of the long journey parcels take from the regional parcel depot to the purchaser's hands has become a logistical nightmare, consuming well over half of the total cost of shipping and inflicting considerable environmental damage. The World Economic Forum has declared e-commerce last-mile gridlock a major economic and environmental concern, challenging all stakeholders to adopt strident measures to prevent catastrophic consequences. Pudo, together with its e-commerce and logistics partners, are resolving gridlock, reducing delivery expense and CO2 emissions, and improving customer satisfaction. The Pudo Point Counters network and technology enables online retailers and couriers to deliver packages to people in less time for less money than any other logistics technology or company. It is not unrealistic to estimate that by directing just 1% of North American e-commerce through a fully realized Pudo Point Counters network, a parcel volume of more or less 13 billion units, the company could realize more than $845 million in gross revenue annually. What is the Pudo Point Counters network? Pudo is a logistics technology company that has activated and networked Pudo Point Counters inside existing community-based bricks and mortar convenience stores located very near to where people live, work, and play. The Pudo plug-and-play API is carrier-neutral, allowing any courier or postal service to deliver parcels outside of their own closed networks to any Pudo Point Counters location in North America. Consumers can pick up or drop off parcels at any Pudo Point Counters location, And they can use AnyCounter's address as their own secure home-away-from-home ship-to address. The Pudo business model advantages existing, latent, counter, and storage space capitalized solely by its partners to grow the network and virtually connect tens of thousands of couriers, online retailers, third-party logistics, and software-as-a-service providers. The Pudo network scales on partner volume in real time, earning revenue at every touch point. Pudo Point Counter's storefront operators are paid per parcel and benefit from additional foot traffic. Consumers receive parcels or drop-off returns in secure nearby locations that are open early, late, and on weekends. Couriers can redirect parcels to neighborhood Pudo Point Counters when consignees are not at home, or they can deliver directly to counters. As each link in the e-commerce chain adopts Pudo technology, delivery time, friction, liability, and costs decrease exponentially, while at the same time, efficiency, convenience, brand loyalty, and profits increase exponentially. What exactly is an asset-light networked counter solution? For discussion purposes, comparable high-value, virtually consolidated asset-light networks can be found in the Uber and Airbnb models. The value exists in the data and technology, the network, the sharing economic model, the industry relationships and expertise, and in the multiple revenue-generating verticals associated with volume-driven scaling. Pudo's open logistics solution, open meaning open to all carriers, efficiently networks, in real time and on demand, thousands of carrier, retail, warehouse, and distribution, and SaaS players in the North American e-commerce ecosystem. Pudo networks these players with its thousands of carrier-agnostic Pudo Point Counters and joint Pudo Point Counters and Amazon Hub Counters located near to where people live, work, and play in the United States and Canada. This no-bricks-and-mortar, virtual, and vast consolidation benefits all participants. Bigger most definitely equals better, economically and environmentally. Pudo partners enjoy a plus 30% increase in efficiency and profits and a plus 30% reduction in friction, time, and costs. Pudo Point Counters operators enjoy up to 30% increase in foot traffic and revenue, and the environment benefits from the reduced courier truck traffic, CO2 emissions, and commute times associated with parcel consolidation rates of 50 to 1 or greater. What exactly is last mile gridlock? Looking closely at last mile gridlock highlights a vast opportunity for a resolving technology. The so-called last mile is the very costly final journey part that an e-commerce parcel takes from the regional courier depot to the consignee's home. On average, for every $10 delivery charge, $5.30 of that fee underwrites the shortest leg of the entire trip. Why? Because e-commerce grew unimaginably quickly, much faster than conventional parcel delivery could anticipate. The old logistics model was developed for letter mail and B2B couriers, whose branded parcel pickup and drop-off counters are closed to other carriers. The explosive growth of parcel volume, undeliverable parcels, parcel returns, and parcel theft within the so-called last mile has created unsustainably high costs and paralyzing gridlock. What causes last mile gridlock, and how did it become such a big problem so quickly? To put it very simply, e-commerce itself and the giants who propel it triggered last mile gridlock by soliciting more sales and promising faster delivery. Three logistics phenomena comprise gridlock, namely, failed first attempt deliveries, unattended parcel theft, and parcel returns. Pudo resolves all of these. Quick facts about failed first attempt, also known as FFA deliveries. Over 35% of the time, nobody is home to accept delivery of their parcel. Second attempt deliveries are costly for couriers, and diversion of parcels to regional hubs for rescanning for second or third attempt deliveries or customer pickups are costly for couriers and inconvenient for customers. 46% of residential dwellings are apartment style. By nature, courier inaccessible or courier unfriendly. 70% of households are dual income, which means homes are empty and consumers are mobile and on the go. Increasingly, places of work, businesses, and institutions are enforcing no personal delivery policies. It is inevitable that the number of FFAs will increase over time. Quick facts about unattended parcel theft, also known as porch piracy. Unattended parcel theft is a $6 billion per year crime. 50% of failed first attempt deliveries are doorstep dropped by carriers. Homes are being watched by thieves, and identities are being compromised. 36% of Americans have been victims of porch piracy. 20% of homeowners lose an average of 2.6 parcels annually to theft. 54% of consumers are fearful of being victims of porch piracy. 52% of consumers want alternate parcel delivery and return solutions. Quick facts about parcel returns. In North America, e-commerce parcels worth over $550 billion collectively are stolen annually. Due to sheer volume and the seasonal nature of e-commerce returns, the cost of returns can be higher than annual gross revenue for some retailers. Many online fashion retailers lose a third of revenue to return costs. In the USA alone, e-commerce returns create 5 billion pounds of landfill and 15 million tons of CO2 emissions annually. Victims of their own success, e-commerce giants are looking to Pluto for answers. How does Pluto resolve last-mile gridlock? By changing the parcel consolidation ratio and moving courier hubs away from regional courier depots and into neighborhoods, Pluto is converting costly B2C deliveries into cost-effective B2B deliveries. Couriers charge up to 60% more mile for mile for B2C residential deliveries than they do for B2B commercial deliveries. They have to, because the variables and complications of FFAs, porch piracy, and return logistics send costs soaring. By networking thousands of Pluto Point counters near to where people live, work, and play, courier companies can convert 50 or more highly variable stops into just one complications-free bulk delivery. And they can onboard consolidated returns and pick up new deliveries during that same single stop. Pluto Point counters eliminate last-mile gridlock by ensuring no failed first-attempt deliveries. Someone behind the counter always to sign for parcels. 100% elimination of porch piracy. Packages held for consignee pickup. Extended and weekend operating hours. E-commerce giants and headline-grabbing technologies float potential stopgap solutions like drones, remote home entry, GPS tracking, etc. But which players can really resolve gridlock? When the five major last-mile gridlock resolving solutions, plus the 11 major deal-breaker and revenue-generating enhancements are considered in relation to which ecosystem players can and really do perform, only one company ticks all 16 boxes. Only Pluto ticks all of the boxes. Postal counters, courier depots, and parcel lockers are tied for second place with just 6 checks each. When you understand the problem, there is only one solution. E-commerce giants, both retail and courier, are partnering with Pluto to resolve last-mile gridlock, save money, and elevate consumer loyalty. Puto is built on strong fundamentals, solving a crisis-level problem of global proportions. The scale of last-mile gridlock is epic and growing by double digits annually. Puto's management team is uniquely qualified to design and scale the solution. The Puto solution is asset-light, infinitely scalable, and unique in North America. The Puto model generates fees from all players in the ecosystem, exponentially on growth. Resolving last-mile gridlock results in scalable, exponential revenue. As e-commerce grows, so grows gridlock. So grows Puto's opportunity to produce revenue on millions of redirected failed first attempt deliveries, millions of parcels returning to retailers and 3PLs, millions of parcels directed to Puto point counters for community-based hub consolidation. Every package in the network represents solutions-driven revenue. Couriers and 3PLs pay Puto to access the counter's network. Online retailers pay Puto for managing returns within the network. Consumers pay Puto to pick up and drop off at Puto point counters. Revenues and networks scale quickly, easily on volume and parcel data, and cost-effectively. Core revenue streams grow in tandem with key verticals over time and with network expansion. Core revenue streams, namely FFAs, returns, and direct to Puto, are dependable, predictable, and scalable on sector and population growth. Integrated verticals, resulting from Puto's strategically placed carrier-agnostic retail counters, are developing new value organically as their community-based trade center value becomes apparent to established and emerging sales and marketing-based businesses in search of consolidated distribution solutions. If Puto reaches its estimated critical mass of carrier and affiliate neutral locations situated within 2 miles of where 80% of the North American population lives, works, and plays, the realized network and technology could comprise the largest plug-and-play distribution, consolidation membership, and retail opportunity on the continent. With scalability on demand and virtually no depreciating assets or fixed capital costs, the possibilities for adding high-margin revenue streams could be substantial. Puto expects to realize plus 18,000 Puto point counters by 2023. Why exactly do Puto partners and consumer members pay to access the network? Couriers pay because Puto converts individual parcel deliveries from B2C to B2B by consolidating packages by 50 to 1 or more and eliminating FFAs and porch piracy entirely. The 30% cost savings that couriers net after Puto earns double-digit margins per parcel is considerable incentive to increase volumes within the network. Online retailers pay because Puto uncomplicates and consolidates return logistics utilizing bulk and volume efficiencies typically associated with delivery, saving both the retailer and their SaaS and distribution partners previously unattainable cost, time, and friction, and allows retailers to fix the crippling cost of returns. Consumer members pay to pick up and drop off parcels because of the convenience, security, and added value afforded by community-based Puto point counters located within their mobility network. Puto has been 5 years in development and is scaling very quickly now. Like most so-called overnight success stories, Puto spent several years in stealth development mode. Since 2015, the company has grown slowly but steadily, responding to the pressures of an e-commerce sector reinventing itself at merciless speed, securing funding, optimizing technology and key partnerships, executing trials, and respecting the growth and funding inhibiting protocols of partner NDAs. The Puto model scales quickly on volume and the e-commerce sector moves at lightning speed, so it was necessary to perfect the technology domestically in Canada before expanding to the U.S. or beyond. In Canada, one of the most geographically, economically, and culturally challenging logistics markets in the world, Pudo proved its business model, and also its ability to solve problems and earn revenues for all stakeholders. Today, the company is stable, well-managed and directed, and within sight of break-even. Pudo has indeed reached a self-propelled tipping point. On the heels of successful major partner pilot projects, Pudo is now activating multiple Pudo point counters in the United States every day, managing increased partner volumes, and integrating technologies across a vast and open network of couriers, retailers, 3PLs, and SaaS partners, and consumer and small business members. So what does the future hold for Pudo and its shareholders? No one knows what the future holds, most particularly not now amidst global and domestic uncertainty. The e-commerce megatrend began during times of prosperity and relative certainty, and had grown unimaginably quickly ever since. Most recently, accelerated by the economic and social implications of the COVID-19 pandemic and associated uncertainty, e-commerce gained historic ground. Experts predict that there's no going back to traditional all-bricks-and-mortar retail systems, and there is no indication that the old parcel delivery systems of federal mail and B2B courier can or would change their business models to accommodate unchecked e-commerce growth. As a company, then, assuming the network can maintain its first-mover position, the support of shareholders, and continue to fund asset-light expansion plans, management anticipates healthy and perpetual climate-friendly growth for many years. This could bode well for enhancing shareholder value and place the company in the spotlight of strategic partners and financial institutions. And finally, a brief review of Pudo's first mover position and potential. Pudo is a generic term, already entrenched in Europe and the UK, comprising tens of thousands of locations and millions of consumer online retailer, fulfillment, and consumer members across 13 countries. In Europe, 34% of online orders are consumer-directed to pick-up drop-off locations. Also known as click and collect, this delivery system is ubiquitous in online checkouts. In North America currently, counter networks are courier-owned closed systems, preventing them from connecting innovative solutions and transportation partners like those proven in Europe. The Pudo network provides an open, carrier-neutral ecosystem, an asset-light consolidation of logistics within and to and from North America. As first mover, Pudo is already disrupting e-commerce and traditional parcel delivery and return ecosystems. Proven in Canada and the U.S., Pudo is ready to provide scalable network connectivity with e-commerce in Europe and overseas. Critically, Pudo can expedite and reduce costs of international deliveries and returns for a global marketplace where 57% of online shoppers surveyed in 24 countries shop overseas websites. Pudo is already partnered with and expanding services for some of the largest couriers and online retail giants in the sector. Plus, the company has strategic partnerships with global leaders in cross-border logistics and freight forwarding, e-commerce fulfillment and 3PLs, returns management, and direct-to-consumer signature-required goods distribution. During the first half of 2020, the runaway train that is e-commerce experienced unprecedented growth. U.S. figures are not yet available, but in Canada, online retail spending grew 112% in May alone, year over year on the strength of a whole new population of online shoppers. The hundreds of millions more e-commerce packages entering crisis-level last-mile gridlock will need somewhere to land safely. In benefit of all ecosystem stakeholders, of national and local economies, and of the environment. For more information about Puto Inc., please visit PutoPoint.com or call toll-free 1-844-300-8533.